very little corn has been harvested in the Minot, North Dakota area, but the majority of soybean harvest is complete. DeKalb AgriGrow technical agronomist Courtney Maduna says yields vary widely depending on the moisture situation. Green stems also made soybean harvest difficult.
Hardly a bean field come off where there isn't some green stems coming out of that. And just the lack of a frost has really affected the soybeans this year. I think they, you know, most of our soybeans are off, but it was a grind this year at harvest time just to get everything off. And there was, you know, green stems, so it was tougher to cut. And but the beans were dry. And at the same time, you saw, you know, pods shelling. So drought does a weird thing to these plants. And I think we really saw the effects of it.
There's frost in the forecast, which isn't a bad thing.
Looking back at 2020, we froze out on September 7th, and that was way too early for us. But now, sitting on October 15th without one, it's way too late. We'd like to have one around the probably the 28th of September if we could have.
Canola suffered from the triple-digit temps that happened during flowering. Maduna says there is a lot of interest in canola next year because of the strong market and crop rotation benefits. Red River Farm Network Farm Broadcast.